Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram al-Haram, Safar al-Maghfar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Let's know about the months of Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the specialities of the months of Islam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, now we are discussing Ramadan al-Mubarak. Inshallah we will be discussing about the beneficence of Roza, we'll be discussing some health benefits about the Roza, we'll be discussing about the importance of tilawat of Quran, we'll be also touching some aspects about Taraweeh, inshallah azza wa jal. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi, Allah tabarak to grant him a long life and good health, in his famous book, The Blessings of Ramadan, Faizani Ramadan, he quotes a hadith mubarakah that Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala said, Dua remains suspended between the earth and the skies and does not climb. It is not accepted until you recite durood, salat upon your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habib Allah. Hadith Mubarakah, that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, always in whichever gathering of Dawat Islam, you are noticing that they are always motivating Islamic brothers, motivating viewers of Madani Channel, ijtama'ats, gatherings, that make intention for good deeds. We are making good intention that first and foremost, our niyyah is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims. Likewise, you, the viewers of Madani Channel, you also make intention that you are listening for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you learn, you try to be practical upon it, try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah. When we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah. When we hear the name of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Likewise, there are so many good intentions one can make when he's sitting in Islamically permissible gathering. Likewise, when Qari Sahib will make the tilawat of Quran, inshallah, make intention that I will listen attentively, I will hear, inshallah, about the naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, I will join naat khan. There's so many beautiful intentions one can make, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Now, inshallah, let us hear the recitation of Quran, the verse from the Holy Quran, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun ayyaman ma'dudat faman kana minkum مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
Now inshallah we will hear the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله عرش أولى سي أعلى ميتي
Today we are starting our silsila, mashallah azawajal, and I found a beautiful hadith mubarakah in the beautiful book, The Blessings of Ramadan by Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, and I wish to quote for the viewers of Madani channel. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, in Ramadan, my ummah has been gifted with five such things that were not given to any Prophet alayhi salam before me. My ummah has been gifted with five such things that were not given to any other Prophet alayhi salam before me. Number one, on the first night of Ramadan, Allah azza wa jal showers His special mercy upon them. Subhanallah azza wa jal, and the one upon whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers His special mercy, Subhanallah azza wa jal, he will never be punished. Subhanallah. And number two, in the evening, Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the smell emanating from their mouths due to hunger more than even musk, more than even khushbu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And number three, angels, they pray for dua-e maghfirah, dua of forgiveness for that person every day and every night. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And number four, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala orders the heavens to be adorned for His righteous people and says, soon they will get rid of the grief of the world and they will find peace in my house and my bounties. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And number five, on the last night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives all of them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Standing up a person and asked, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, is that Laylatul Qadr? Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam replied, no. Do you not see that a laborer is given his wage when he finishes his job? Subhanallah. So my dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, one can see the bounties, the blessings, the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala descending upon the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on this special occasion of Ramadan al-Mubarak. So subhanallah, do not lose hope on the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If you have reached this month, you have reached the month which is full of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, full of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And we are hopeful, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, nobody, no ashik of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is going to go empty-handed in this Mubarak month, inshallah, Tabarak Ta'ala. Now, our Muballigh Da'wah Islam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing few aspects about ibadah, about worship. You know, there's so many different forms of worship in this month. Yes, so many different forms of worship. You're eating, you're walking, you're drinking, you're sleeping, you're taraweeh, you're tilawat of Quran, so many forms of ibadat. So inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to go and look into some aspects of the different ibadats, what we're supposed to, the do's and the don'ts in those ibadats, the barakas and blessings, inshallah azza wa jal.
We have got now two terms remaining for the viewers to understand. Now we've got taraweeh, then number two we've got sawm. Okay, let me start with the Sawm, which is fasting. You know, linguistically, English cannot do justice to the definitions of Sharia. We ought to equip ourselves with some Arabic, you know, in order for us to understand these terms. Like Sawm is from Sawma Yasumu Sawman Fahuwa Sa'im. Okay, in Sharia, it can mean to abstain. Okay, abstaining from what? It's, you know, main goal is for people to abstain from sin in the dunya and to focus on the hereafter. But the variation of fasting was according to the different of the Sharia. For example, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran that Nabi Zakaria said, I intend to make fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't speak with anybody. So their fasting was what? Kufli Madina of the tongue. So it was, you know, different type of fasting. But anyway, nevertheless, with the coming of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most, you know, vast of all the fasting, each and every organ of us is being ascribed for a specific fast. The fast of the eye is to abstain from haram things. The fast of the mouth is to abstain from haram speech. The fast of the heart and the mind, not to make the fikr of haram things. So this is the broad definition of fasting. Number two, let us try to introduce now taraweeh. There is a very important point to note here. That taraweeh, you know, linguistically, it means to rest. Raha, from raha. These are the, you know, the swala of which we make, we rest. That's why you find that, you know, two rakats, we sometimes make taslim. After four rakats, there are some durood and some wazifas, people reciting, and they have got to rest. This is taraweeh. It is not that we just have got to rush and, okay, it have got other names. Number one, we said it's taraweeh, which means from raha. But another name which it was known by the pious predecessors, it is Qiyamul Layli, to stand up at night.
My dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Muballigh Da'wah Islami said it is a rest. Subhanallah, when he says Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, there's supposed to be some connection with him and his Rabb, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. But today people are really not thinking about these things. A person wants to come in last in the masjid and be the first one to go out of the masjid. This is what's happening with the people today. When Imam is reciting the Qiraat, people would wish that this person is not in the masjid because his Qiraat is too long. We want the Qari to be extra fast. We want him to be extra sharp. His sajda must be fast. His ruku must be fast. His qiyam must be fast. His tasbih must be fast. Everything must be fast. So we say now, this is the best taraweeh. No, my dear Islamers and viewers of Madani channel, we're supposed to be getting sukoon. We're supposed to be getting the mahabba of Allah. We're supposed to be getting the rest. Rest means the relaxation of the mind in connecting with Rabb Allah Ta'ala in this ibadah. Because this ibadah, as he has mentioned, Qiyam of Layl, that is the standing up in the nights of for your worship. Spiritual benefits? No, no, not only spiritual benefits. There's also medical benefits. Yes, for standing up in the nights of Tarawih, there's also medical benefits. So let's give some good news to the viewers of Madinah channel about the medical benefits about this beautiful ibadah.
We know in the month of Ramadan, immediately after iftar, when we eat, and many of us tend to eat food high in sugars. So the blood glucose level continues to rise because of the food that we eat. And we find that the blood glucose and insulin levels, the insulin level get to the lowest, right, before iftar. But an hour after iftar, blood glucose level begins to rise and also plasma insulin. And the liver and muscles normally take up the circulating glucose. And the blood sugar reaches such a high level in an hour or two. And now we can understand the benefit of Tarawih. Because even besides Tarawih, normal Salah, the experts say the best form of gentle exercise is your Salah. That means it results in moderate physical exercise, and in Salah you almost exercise every muscle in your body. And the circulating glucoses are metabolized, and they are changed into carbon dioxide and water during Tarawih prayers, right? Now let's look at a person who is standing up and doing all this for 20 rakats. And in between you have rest, right? So the body is consuming all the extra sugar that's been taken in, because what we eat normally, you think about our own cells. The first thing is khajur, dates. We drink lots of sweet, normally it's milkshake, etc., etc. Sugar level is high. Now imagine a person who's lazy to read Tarawih. Now he's got all the sugars in his body, and he's not using it up. And after he's going to sleep. So he's definitely going to have a negative impact. And you find, unfortunately, you find many people, even when they come to the masjid, you find at the time of Tarawih, what they're doing. They'll be sitting in the back. And some will read a few rakats, and then they sit and the rest. And you find the benefit of Tarawih that even is mentioned old people. Old people, this is the best form of exercise for them. It's gentle and it's not stressful. And they also, they say because of this exercise, you find many old people will tell you that in the month of Ramadan, they are fitter than any other month.
That's true.
And I can give an example of my mother who is 90 years old. And she says, she feels healthiest in the month of Ramadan. And she did. Yeah. And she reads every Tarawih. Alhamdulillah. And this is, and I've seen the benefit. And there are many, many benefits. One, they say that it is gentle exercise, and it also improves your emotional well-being. How? In the month of Ramadan, what you are doing? You are standing in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and even psychologists themselves who are Muslim tell you the positive effect of the word of Allah from the Quran in your mind, in your heart. So if you're standing there with positive feeling, I mean you're standing there for the purpose of listening to the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, that itself brings you inner peace. Because the word of Quran is entering your mind and your heart, and it makes you gentle, it also gives you calmness, it removes stress, it removes anxiety. So it's got lots of benefit. So they were saying this is something that many people don't realize.
My dear Islamic and viewers of Madani channel, now we want to go to Qari Sahib, because now the whole thing is about Tarawih. Now Qari Sahib, you mashallah will also had many experiences in this ibadah, this worship. If you read too slow, with tajweed, beautifully, sweetly, people say that this is the worst Qari in Ramadan. And then if a person recites with speed, tajweed is out of context, everything is upside down, he's rushing. Oh, people say, this is the Qari of the time. So the viewers of Madani channel, there is also another misconception. And if you think a person recites fast, and he recites speedily, and before you know it, before you can even know it, you're just already in your salam, and before you know it, you're already in your fourth rakat, and you say, hey, Qari Sahib, every time we finish the four rakat, two rakat, all the eyes are on the clock. Hey, Qari Sahib finished in 3 minutes. Hey, this Qari is very fast. This is the Qari we need in our masjid. Qari Sahib, is this what we need in our masjid?
Well, it's certainly not. As it's been already noted, the problem in today's time is we have lost our touch with the Quran, and it is primarily the reason is that the love for Quran is no more there. The respect of the Quran and the feeling of attachment with the Quran is not there. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He advises us that those people whom, when the ayats of the Quran are recited, it shakes them, it moves them. This is supposed to be the feeling of a true believer. This is supposed to be the way we should feel when the Quran is recited. So we find that when people come to Taraweeh, unfortunately in today's time also the Hufaz and the Qurra and the Imams, they also have tended to suit the needs and the feelings of the people when they rush in the Quran.
I just want to mention something that one day an Islamic brother went for an interview. He's an Alim Adin, mashallah. He went for an interview to a certain country for a job. And when he went there, like, you know, they wanted to check, okay, you are now performing Taraweeh. Who's testing him? Committee members. You know, all the committee members, not Imam, not any Mufti, not any Qari. Those who run the masjid, those who run the affairs of the masjid committee. So they are testing him. And they say, okay, recite, like, let's see if you're going to recite in Taraweeh. Let's see how you recite. So he started reciting and he's reading beautifully and sweet. And I said, sorry, you failed the test. Next one, come in. He thought to himself, what is going on? I mean, what are they looking for? I said, no, we want that Qari. That Qari, when he goes on the Musalla, he must be so fast that people must not know what happened, how the 2 rakats went and how the 4 rakats went and how the 20 rakats went and how it all of a sudden became witr and all of a sudden is nafil ibadat. I mean, come on, viewers of Madani Channel. If you are out there, you are a trust board member, you're a masjid member, you're a committee member, you belong to some majlis of any masjid, what are we looking for? We're supposed to be looking for that personality who is reciting the Quran according to tajweed. Yes, the rules and regulation of Quran, not according to your own rules and regulation. What Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, the Sharia is inscribed upon us, that's what we're supposed to follow. Am I right, Kaisab? I mean, this is, it's gone out of proportion.
Tidings for such type of committee, also the Qurra and also the Hufad and also the Imma. You see, whenever we finish that Taraweeh, depending with the recitation which we had, starting from the Imam, also to the people following the Muqtadis, there is in a hadith, of which this hadith, you know, it's a hadith which will have got to make us to be eye-opened. Many people, they recite the Quran at the end of the day, instead of them getting faiz, barakah, reward, virtue, they get curse from the Quran. The Quran itself, it will curse this type of people. The ulama al-ajilla, they explain the reason why it will be cursed. Number one, we all know that Quran is inseparable from tajweed. That is what makes Quran to be the mu'jiza. No any book in the world you talk with that there's tajweed of reading a newspaper. No. There's only tajweed of reading the Quran. This is the mu'jiza of the Quran.
And actually though, I mean, everybody's focusing. If you see everybody's in ibadah, they're in the masjid, they're in the house, they're in the bus, they're in the train, they're in the plane, they're in the workplace, they're sitting somewhere, they're moving, they're all the time it's Quran. Everybody wants to make the ibadah of Quran. But the thing is, how to make the ibadah of Quran? How to ensure that we are really, you know, focusing that how the Sharia wants us to recite the Quran? I mean, it's really, really a mess, the Karisab, it's really a mess.
See, the problem is, I know in my young days, I was among those people who should be attracted because we had a group of friends. And you find this mostly with people who are 1 month namazis. The only namazis in the month of Ramadan. And they go for Taraweeh. And for them, it's just the occasion of the month of Ramadan. So it's like a fashion, a habit, a ritual to go for Taraweeh. And after Taraweeh, everybody should go and tap him. And when he should read, you can't hear even one word. If he reads so far, the only thing he has, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And he should be so happy, everybody should go and congratulate him. Ay, mashallah. And the people should say, you know, we finished the fastest. And people should go to that masjid because they should read Taraweeh within 25 minutes, 20 minutes. And very fast.
Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated that recite the Quran so slowly that the listener can even count the number of the ayats and the words that are recited. This is actually the manner in which the Quran should be recited in the Taraweeh. And yet today we find that actually people are, as we have heard, people are actually excited, people are actually overjoyed to listen to this type of rushing where there is no even the pronunciation of letters, you cannot hear it clearly, and this is haram. And he has further went on to say that all those huffaz who recite Quran in such a way that a letter cannot be understood or it cannot be separated, those people should know that they are committing a haram act in the month of Ramadan as well as in Salah.
So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, now we are talking about Taraweeh, and we are talking especially about Tilawat of Quran, because this is the focus. I mean, the most important thing people want to do is to make the Tilawat of Quran. And the message is there out there for the Imam, for the Hufaz, for the Hafiz, for the Qaris. They are going out there. They are leading, basically they are leading the Ummah into Salah. This beautiful Sunnat Mu'akkada Ibadat in the nights of Ramadan. You out there, Qari Sahab, Hafiz Sahab, Imam Sahab, you are leading the people out there. So remember something, you're going to be accountable for each and every ibadah of that night, of that moment. The moment you go wrong, you must know you're going to get the guna, and also people are in trouble because you are supposed to be leading the Quran in the proper manner. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah mentions in the same book, MashaAllah Azzawajal, the blessings, Faizani Ramadan, he says, regret, most of the people don't pay ample attention to religious matters in these days. Please listen carefully. The Holy Quran is not usually recited properly even a single time in Taraweeh Salah. Even a single time, not even recited properly. The Holy Quran should be recited slowly. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah is telling us, should be recited slowly. But these days, if an Imam recites it slowly, people refuse to offer the Taraweeh behind him. These days, people prefer such a Hafiz who finishes his Taraweeh Salah quickly. Remember, mispronouncing the Quranic letters is haram, najais. Irrespective of whether it is a Taraweeh Salah or it is any other Salah. If a Hafiz misses a single letter of the Holy Quran, the Sunnah of reciting the entire Quran will remain unfulfilled, incomplete. Therefore, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, so recite it again properly without feeling shyness. Don't feel shy. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah is giving words of advice to Qari Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, Imam Sahib. You don't feel shy. Because remember, the accountability is in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not for the public. You're going to be accountable in the court of Allah Tabaraka, the court of all courts. So you don't feel shy. You reverse, rewind a little bit, start again. You pronounce your words properly. And then Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, so recite it again properly without feeling shyness. And then you proceed further. It is also a regret that these days there are many such hufaz who are unable to recite the Quran slowly. They are unable to recite the Quran slowly. If they try to recite slowly, they forget the words. Yeah, they forget the words. It is my sincere Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is giving a special message to the Qaris and the Hufaz. He says, it's my sincere Madani suggestion for such Hufaz not to feel ashamed at all in this matter. By Almighty Allah, the wrath of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will result in innumerable amounts of troubles. So rectify your recitation of the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end with the help of a proper Qari who teaches according to Tajweed. Recite every mad and lean properly. It's necessary. Be careful of the rules of mad and ghunna and izhar and ikfa as well. Each and every rule, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says, be careful, be aware. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, I mean, it looks nice that we are coming in the ibadat, we are coming in the worship, we are standing in congregation, we are spending that hour, we are spending the 2 hours, we are making the sujood in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we are making the ibadah, we are learning the tilawat of Quran. But if our qari, our imam, our harvest if they're not in the proper manner, they're not doing it according to what Allah and His beloved Rasulullah would be happy to see us doing. What will be our condition?
Yeah, there's simple one example. La ta'budu shaitan. Do not worship shaitan. Now if you're reading fast, what do you say? La ta'budu shaitan. I mean, Arabic, it means definitely worship shaitan. You're changing the word of Allah completely. Making
it
kufr.
Means that you will change the la an-nahiya,
yeah.
The la for prohibition,
yeah.
Then you make it la ul-amr, la for commanding.
Commanding. That definitely worship shaitan.
That is our...
Now, when people read fast, now this is something that may, as you mentioned, the whole congregation, the namaz is futile. They stood there for so long, got no benefit. And unfortunately, you find the problem in many places is the trustees of the masjid or official want their nephews or their son to perform. Even if these nephews are clean shaven, only for the month of Ramadan, they make a short beard. We know even reading behind them is not acceptable, but they will insist. And I know of a case of one person, his son, he was also an official in one of the masjid. His son was even taking alcohol 2 weeks before the month of Ramadan. And people saw him. But because he was outspoken and the people feared this trustee, by force he made his son perform Taraweeh. And many people didn't perform behind him. So this is the problem. And so people who are performing Taraweeh, most of them have forgotten the Quran. They only learn in the month of Ramadan, maybe a few rukus, just to show, you know, show that I'm a hafiz. But they forgot the whole Quran. So these are the people.
You know, actually, I just want to bring one point to viewers of Madani channel. You know, in about 4 or 5 times we mentioned about trustees of the masjid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Thumma Alhamdulillah, there are many beautiful trustees out there. They are out there, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, and they know that if they need to choose a qari or a hafiz or an imam to do such a job, they will call a mufti or they'll call somebody who's an expert in that job. And MashaAllah, we congratulate those trust board members, those imams, chairmen of that masjid committee, musalli committee, whatever. MashaAllah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower special mercy upon you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it such that the whole world inshallah follows this footstep. That the trust board and the imams and of the masjid inshallah azawajal, and the chairmen inshallah, they use this strategy. Where we get the qualified people to choose the right people for the job. Because this, we're not playing any games. Of use of money, we're not playing any games. We are talking about the Quran of Allah. We are talking about the Kalam of Allah. So viewers of Madin channel, we are almost at our end. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let us have a conclusion. Qari Sahib will say something, and then our Mubaligin will say something, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to round up our silsila because we are almost at the end. Jai Qari Sahib, something for the viewers of Madin channel.
The conclusion is that we should try our utmost best, inshallah Azza wa Jal, to have the fear of Allah and try to attach ourselves to the Quran in the months before Ramadan. Because this will enable us to have the fear of Allah through the Quran. Because the Quran is the Kalam of Allah. It is the word of Allah. It's supposed to bring in us the fear of Allah. Is how the Sahaba, when they used to recite the Quran, they used to have that fear of Allah, such that some of them, merely looking at the Quran, automatically they will lose consciousness, faint, some of them will die. Just only imagining themselves, is it me that is reading the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal? So if we go back, and also in our houses, in our homes, try to inculcate this mahabba, this love for Quran, try to recite Quran together. This inshallah, it will go further outside our homes, and this will come back in the masjid, whereby even ourselves will have the love of the Quran, and even would love to have somebody who can recite the Quran correctly, inshallah, in front of us, especially in the month of Ramadan and in Taraweeh Salah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've tried to focus especially, you know, the hafiz, the qari. This is your month. Really, this is your month. I mean, this is the month where you get the chance to really to praise Allah tabaraka ta'ala for the entire month, non-stop. Because you've been preparing the whole year just for this. So why don't we do it right? It's only once in a year, Ramadan. So why don't we do it right and do it the right way? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the system of Dawud Islami, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we have a system called Madrasatul Madina Balighan. MashaAllah, where the people come and they learn the Quran according to Tajweed. We come, we learn, we come, we listen, we learn, and we try to teach. So if you are a Qari or you are a Hafiz, and you also want to learn, and you also want to check your tajweed, wherever you are, there is a Qari Sahib near you, there is a Hafiz near you, there is an institute of Madrasatul Madina, not only Balighan. There's other Madrasatul Madina institutes we have where people learn, they learn Quran, becoming Hafiz on a full-time basis. You go there, you study, you learn, you check your tajweed, inshallah azawajal, go to a proper Qari, check yourself out before you go to the Musalla, check your mistakes. If there's any mistakes, they rectify it for you inshallah azawajal, and subhanallah azawajal, you will have a beautiful tarawih, and we will also have a beautiful ibadah in the beautiful holy nights of the month of Ramadan. So Qari Sahib, our Hufaz out there, you are the key to this ibadah. We need you. So please, keep connected to the beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Especially in this month of Ramadan, many Marakis of Dawat Islami, subhanallah azza wa jal, they'll be holding 30 days at the Qaf. Go towards the mercy of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Enter the houses of Allah, the masjids, and make the ibadah. Because there's no obstruction for us. So viewers of the Madani channel, keep connected to Madani channel. Keep connected to the weekly Ijtama'ats of Dawat Islami in your city, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of Mahir Ramadan, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive each and every ashik of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us an abode in the neighborhood of our beloved Rasul alayhi salam through the sadaqah of Ramadan in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram.